would use the intelligence of his own eyes, though he was very near them. On the contrary, when he approached them, he called aloud, "Fly not, ye base and cowardly miscreants, for he is but a single knight who now attacks you." At that instant, a breeze of wind springing up, the great sails began to turn, which being perceived by Don Quixote, "Though you wield," said he, "more arms than ever belonged to the giant Briareus, I will make you pay for your insolence." So saying, and heartily recommending himself to his lady Dulcinea, whom he implored to succour him in this emergency, bracing on his target and setting his lance in the rest, he put his Rosinante to full speed, and assaulting the nearest windmill, thrust it into one of the sails, which was drove about by the wind with so much fury that the lance was shivered to pieces, and both knight and steed whirled aloft and overthrown in very bad plight upon the plain. Sancho Panza rode as fast as the ass could carry him to his assistance, and when he came up, found him unable to stir, by reason of the bruises which he and Rosinante had received. "Lord, have mercy upon us," said the squire. "Did I not tell your worship to consider well what you were about? Did not I assure you there were no other than windmills? Indeed, nobody could mistake them for anything else but one who has windmills in his own head."
"Prithee, hold thy peace, friend Sancho," replied Don Quixote. "The affairs of war are more than anything subject to change. How much more so, as I believe, nay, am certain, that the sage Freston, who stole my closet and books, has converted those giants into mills, in order to rob me of the honour of their overthrow, such is the enmity he bears me. But in the end all his treacherous arts will but little avail against the vigour of my sword."
"God's will be done," replied Sancho Panza, who helped him to rise and mount Rosinante, that was almost disjointed. While they conversed together upon what had happened, they followed the road that leads to the pass of Lapice, for in that, which was a great thoroughfare, as Don Quixote observed, it was impossible but they must meet with many and diverse adventures. As he jogged along, a good deal concerned for the loss of his lance, he said to his squire, "I remember to have read of a Spanish knight called Diego Perez de Vargas, who, having broken his sword in battle, tore off a mighty branch or bough from an oak, with which he performed such wonders and felled so many Moors that he retained the name of Machuca, or the Feller, and all his descendants from that day forward have gone by the name of Vargas and Machuca. This circumstance I mention to thee because, from the first ash or oak that I met with, I am resolved to rend as large and stout a bough as that with which I expect and intend to perform such exploits as thou shalt think thyself extremely happy in being thought worthy to see, and give testimony to feats otherwise incredible."
"By God's help," says Sancho, "I believe that everything will happen as your word."